Expressions from St. Paul is 100% listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions. It's because of you that we get the opportunity to share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with the world.
Some of us have been in the fire before. And when you're just in the fire, you got to learn to praise Him in the fire. Because fire figures out a way not to burn you. It just burns the stuff off you so that you can praise Him more and more and more.
Reverend Greg Lawson preaches and teaches from the book of Daniel, and specifically the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in a message he titles, Lessons from the Fire.
Because whatever you go through, God is in the fire. He's in the fire.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 19 down through 25. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now headed into the sanctuary, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Fire has always fascinated me, because fire, it serves multiple purposes in life. Fire can destroy, fire can preserve, and fire can refine. One could look at this past fall when we had the large wildfire that destroyed the entire town, Paradise. As I was watching the television and saw the devastation, one of the things that was a little strange to me that I saw the firefighters starting another fire. It didn't make sense to me that here is a fire, yet still the firefighters are starting another fire. So a reporter asked them, why are you starting this fire? And the firefighter said, well, what we do is we start another fire as a fire line. And that fire line is there to contain the large fire to keep it from getting out of control. They lighted a second fire. Fire is also used to control vegetation. They call it a controlled burn. To keep vegetation from getting out of hand, farmers start a fire called a controlled burn. Fire is also used to light darkness. If you're in a dark room, all you gotta do, light a candle, and you have light in the room. Also, fire melts, and it melts beautiful pieces of glass and metal and turns them into a work of art. So depending on your perspective, fire can either be good or fire can be bad. In this story, we see three men who faced a fiery situation. It started off bad, but ultimately came out good. See, fire, traumatizo in the Greek, which comes from the root word trauma, is mentioned 500 times or more in the Bible. Moses had a burning bush. The children of Israel were guided by a pillar of fire at night. Hebrews 12:29 says, God is a consuming fire. And in Jeremiah, it says, the word is like fire, shut up in my bones. Fire. 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 When you walk, y'all ain't saved, y'all ain't saved. See? Now to understand how these boys got in the predicament they're in, we have to go back to chapter 2. So in chapter 2, King Nebuchadnezzar was having a bad dream. It troubled him. And he sought some assistance from all the people around him, but no one could help the king. Then they found a little boy named Daniel. And Daniel was able to interpret dreams. And Daniel helped the king and interpret his dream. And the king was so grateful that he promoted Daniel to a high place in the Babylonian kingdom. But good old Daniel didn't forget about his friends. So he told the king, "King, what I need you to do for me is also help out my brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." And the king did just that. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not their real names. They were Hebrews. But despite having new names, they never forgot where they came from. Don't ever get too high and mighty that you forget where you come from. Now, the king thought he was pretty hot stuff because, you know, them dreams is over now. He's got some interpretation, so he's feeling pretty good about himself. So he decides to build a golden image. And he decides he's going to make a decree. He tells the people, when the music starts, everybody bow. When the band plays, when the DJ scratches, everybody bow. When B.B. King strikes the tune on Lucille, when Ike sings with Tina, when Ashford does a duet with Simpson, when Biggie raps with Pac, and when Cardi B hangs out with Bruno Mars, when the music starts, everybody bow. Well, the music's starting, everybody's bowing, except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We got a problem. See, the decree said, everybody bow when the music starts. So them defiant Hebrew boys decide they're going to do something else. So in verse 12, it says, "Look here, King. Everybody knows that when the music starts, we're supposed to bow. But them there Hebrew boys that you put over us, they disregard what you say. And they are not bowing." See the context. Them Hebrew boys you put over us. First lesson you need to learn when you're in the fire: that there are always going to be haters near the fire. There'll be haters near the fire. See, they were upset because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got some higher positions in the kingdom. They in charge. They've been hanging with the king for a long time. They don't think this is really fair that, you know, you bring these Hebrew boys, them Jews, they ain't even part of our family. You bring them in and they in charge of us. Well, one thing they need to know is this: when you're following God, he's going to always promote you. When you're God's child, promotion is on the way. See, you can always tell, though, your real friends. Because real friends, they encourage you when you're down and celebrate with you when you're up. Those are real friends. So if you got people around you that when you get blessed, they get mad, you need some new friends. Because if they can't handle God blessing you, then obviously they not your friends. See, when God promotes, the haters start lurking. They smile in your face all the time trying to take your place. They back. Yes, indeed. Because they don't understand that God is in the promoting business. I'm gonna take a poll. How many of you can testify that the job you're on, your resume can't vouch for? The home you're in, your credit score didn't say you could have that home. You was ratchet, and the person you with, you shouldn't be with. That's because God promotes you. See, God promotes the unworthy, the ones down in the ditch, the ones people say, oh, you're nothing. God promotes them. And guess what? Haters start lurking. Haters start lurking.
That's right.
You know, something else that always amazed me in this passage was when the music starts, everybody bow. When the music starts, everybody bow. I'm trying to figure out, if everybody's supposed to bow, how did you know they weren't bowing? How many of us have encountered folks always worried about what you doing and not worrying about themselves? See, they're mad at you because you got the interview. See, they're mad at you because you prepared for the interview. See, they're mad at you because you came to the interview in your Sunday best and they came in their Monday blues. See, they're upset with you. They're hating on you. See, let me talk to the jealous folks in the room. Y'all wasting valuable time hating on people that God is going to promote.
That's it.
Come on, Greg.
Because your jealousy ain't going to stop God from promoting them. So you're wasting your time. If it were me, if I were you, I would get as close to them as I can. So when God starts blessing them, then it might fall on you. You might want to get close instead of hating. You might want to get a little close to them so you can get a little Jesus on you. Well, King says, all right, they didn't bow. Bring them boys to me. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I like you guys. You guys are good guys. So maybe, just maybe, you didn't get the text. You didn't get the email. You didn't see it posted on Facebook. I didn't slide in your DM. That's for the new school Instagram. Y'all, see, we here. Okay. Y'all didn't get the message that when the music starts, everybody has to bow. Everybody has to bow. Look what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say. Well, King, I'm sorry. We really don't have to discuss this. Because no matter what you say, we're not going to bow. See, you can do whatever you want to with us, but we are not going to bow. The second lesson you must learn in the fire is you got to take a stand. So you have to make it up in your mind that no matter what happens, I am going to take a stand. Even if I don't get promoted, I'm not going to compromise. If the boss invites me to the happy hour, I don't go. I'm not compromising. Just because it looks like I'm going to get fired, I'm still not going to compromise. Even if it's popular, I'm not going to bend because I decided to take a stand. Now, King, do what you want to do with us because our God is able. Our God is able. And King, let me tell you something. We don't just believe it, we know it. And he is going to deliver us from the fire. But if he don't, he's still able. And King, we ain't bowing. Look at these pillars of faith. The fiery furnace is right over there. Death is knocking on the door. And they say, we're not bowing. Now, many of us, if we get in that situation, we're going to tell the king, King, strike up the band and what instrument you want me to play. See, we can say, Jesus, I'm good with you, as long as it's not inconvenient. You know, Lord, as long as you don't cramp my style, we good. As long as we can just do this little Sunday thing, we all right. Don't make me do something I really don't want to do. You know, be there when things get rough so I call you. I need you on speed dial when that happens. But all that other stuff, nah, we good. We good. See, taking a stand means when you can't see your way out, you still trust him.
Come on now.
Right.
When the diagnosis is bad, stand.
Come on.
When they don't promote you, stand.
Right.
When they walk out on you, stand.
Rick.
When your money's funny, stand. When all things are going against you, stand. You have to take a stand. Well, here comes the king. Verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. Tell your neighbor he mad now. And the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that the heat of the furnace be burned seven times more than usual. And he commanded those mighty men of valor to come, bind them up, and throw them in the fiery furnace. Guess what? That fiery furnace was so hot that these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down in the midst of the fiery furnace. See, one of the things that happens, your third lesson is, taking a stand will make your enemies mad. Taking a stand will make your enemies mad. When you don't compromise, they're going to try to sabotage you. They start to send those anonymous emails about what you are not doing. They take credit for something you did. They will go out of their way to hurt you. See, if it wasn't bad enough that the boys are going in the fire, the king decided, I'm going to make sure they have the hottest coats on, those wool caps, I'm going to also have gloves on them, and I'm going to tie their hands behind their back. And then I'm going to turn it up seven times hotter. That's what happens when your enemies get mad. But you have to learn to let them hate while you celebrate. Matthew 5:11 says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you in my name and speak all manner against me for my sake. You have to let them know that my faith is bigger than my circumstances. So you can hit me with your best shot and I'm still gonna stand. You can tell them greater is in me than those that are out in the world. Because one thing you have to do
Brother Al, you have to let them know. What's my name?
Yeah.
You have to be ready to fight. Well, Bible says that they fell into the fiery furnace bound. Bound. Let me teach Bible. It's easy for them to assume that God is going to deliver them before the fire. Because see, they're the Hebrew boys. They've got evidence. They've seen God deliver the children of Israel through the Red Sea before Pharaoh could get to them. He's done it before they got into the mess. See, they've seen the battle on Mount Seir. When all of a sudden Jehoshaphat looks out and sees the wilderness and his enemies have killed themselves. So it's logical to believe that God is going to deliver them before they get in the fire. Fourth lesson you have to learn about fire is purging. Purging. They throw them in the fire. And guess what? Instead of the fire burning them, it burns off everything holding them. Sometimes God will not deliver you from the fire. He's going to deliver you to the fire. Because he knows that in order for you to grow, I got to put you in some fiery situations. And there's some things that are on you that I need to burn off. I need to burn off that arrogance. I need to burn off that bad attitude you have. See, I have to burn off envy. I have to burn off jealousy. I have to burn those things off. Somebody said, God, burn it off. I would like to know. How are you going to praise God if you're bound? If you stay bound, you won't praise God.
That's right.
Because you're too worried about being worried. You're too worried about tomorrow. So you're bound. And you wonder why, God, why are you putting me through this? Because he's got to burn some stuff off you. Got to burn it off you because the fire is going to make you better. Verse 24, then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and he rose in haste and spoke saying to his counselors, did we not cast three into the midst of the fire? They said, true, O king. Look, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. And they're not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. So what ultimately happened was they got in the fire. And Jesus was in the fire with them. And instead of them burning up, Jesus pulled the fan out and cooled the fire. And see, everybody thought they were just gonna walk around in the fire. But what happened was they had a Holy Ghost party in the fire. And they start rejoicing in the fire. And they start praising God in the fire. Because when you're in the fire, God says, bless me in the fire. Some of us have been in the fire before. And when you're just in the fire, you got to learn to praise him in the fire. Because fire figures out a way not to burn you. It just burns the stuff off you. So that you can praise him more and more and more. Because whatever you go through, God is in the fire. He's in the fire. When you lose your job, God is in the fire. When your money's funny, God is in the fire. When things are going wrong, God is in the fire.
He's in the fire. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Because he realized that when you're in the fire, you always got company. When you're in the fire, you always got company. So blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, that they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, and that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make a new decree that any people, any nation, any language who speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made of ash, because there is no other God who can deliver like this.
That's the word.
Your last lesson is God will promote you. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Many of you have some fiery furnaces. And you're saying, "Why me, Lord? I go to church all the time. I'm pretty nice to my neighbor. I don't cuss sometimes." But one of the things you have to understand about the fire is not just for you. In this word, they went through the fire. Then they got promoted. But God got glorified. Because the king said, "Whoever speaks against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm going to cut them up." What you have to understand is sometimes the fire is there because God is using you to promote his agenda. It ain't just about you. God's fire is for others to see him through you. If you are in the fire of your life, don't worry. Promotion's coming. There is a graduation day.
That's right.
God will keep you in perfect peace while you're in the fire. You may be in the fire now, knocking on your door. It's okay. You got company. So every time things are going wrong, I double dog dare you. Take a stand. Pray. And praise. And when that happens, you will learn your lessons in the fire. God bless you.
Listening to the word of God, the direction of the Holy Spirit. If you're here today, will you say yes to him by moving forward? Come this way. If you would like to accept Christ as your personal Savior, or if you would like to reunite with the church, you've already been saved, we give you an opportunity. Will you come at this hour? Every praise is to our God. Every word is to our God that is lifted to him. Will you come today? Will you say yes to him? He's speaking to your heart. Would you come? Will you come?
Praise to our God. worship with one accord.
Will you come?
Every praise, every praise is to our God.
Will you come? Say yes to him today. Will you come? Will you come? Say yes today. Will you come?